live, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control, bring up anything you want. That's the point of the program. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features that are waiting for you there, we give them away. So head on over to freetalklive.com as we go to the phones to the fun. Johnny Ray calling from Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Hey, Johnny
I'm northbound
Ray.
On I-91. I wanted to call to say... Mark, I really enjoyed the Dan Carlin interview you did.
Oh, great. Thanks.
Dan Carlin is another podcaster.
Yes,
yeah,
and he does Hardcore History, which is a podcast I listen to, and he was interviewed on the show maybe a month ago.
I signed up for the Free State Project, and then I forgot about it, and then I started listening to Dan Carlin, and that made me look at Podcast Alley, and that made me see Free Talk Live. And then I ended up moving up here. And anyway, I enjoyed that interview, and I enjoy your other interviews as well, Mark.
Thanks.
These are interviews, by the way, for our radio listeners. They don't receive because we don't include them in the 3 hours of live show that we do every night. Every now and then, Mark, usually it's a couple few times a week, you'll come into the studio before the show starts, like maybe around 6:30 Eastern time. You'll record a 20-minute or 25-minute interview or however long it ends up going with a person of interest to you and that you think our listeners might enjoy as well.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
And you then it is then attached to our podcast. So the only way to hear these interviews is by downloading the podcast of this radio program from freetalklive.com.
That's right. Thousands of people do, but yeah.
Also, I was listening to a story on NPR about, among other things, seven poor men who had stormed a government center in Cambodia in 1990. The government people had been tipped off, and the men were easily defeated and arrested. Ultimately, I think 24 people were executed and maybe 100 people arrested or imprisoned or something. And it made me think that a lot of people who are hostile to the ideas of liberty, especially people who are close to us, maybe even family members, might feel like we're aggressing against them in some way. And I think it just demonstrates the insidious influence that violence has on humanity.
We have had people call into this show and suggest that the ideas of freedom are in fact aggression against them because it's a change of the status quo.
Right, so we'd be forcing freedom upon them.
Right, in freeing oneself. So the suggestion is that the labor of the slave currently belongs to the master, so therefore to free the slave from the master is to deprive the master of the slave's labor, so therefore that is an aggression. I mean, if you're on, say, some government program, and I don't know what it might be, whatever the government might be, if you're you're a corporation, you're getting corporate welfare, you're an individual, you're getting individual welfare, whatever it is, you might see our discussions here as a threat against your lifestyle. Say you are are disabled, and you'd say, well, the only way that I'm going to be able to live is if the government gives me my check every single month. Now, obviously, we don't know what the world would look like in the absence of the government, and the absence of the government as it exists currently, and I don't propose that people that can't work be starved to death on the street or anything like that, but this is what some of the people will say, is that the very talking about a change in governmental systems is aggression upon me.
As though we were aggressing against the tax collector by not wanting to be burgled.
Precisely that.
Johnny Ray, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Anything else on your mind tonight?
That is all.
Very good, sir. Drive safe.
Thank you.
By the way, Johnny Ray is one of the old school Free State Project participants. He has been living up in the Keene area here for he's one of the longer running residents.
Yeah, so. Yeah, longer running. That's
one of my favorites. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. Maybe get a little bit deeper into this idea before we talk about the student wearing a skirt. But the idea that change is somehow aggression. That changing in the direction of...
But remember, change is inevitable, and our political system is changing all the time.
Yeah.
So, therefore, aggression must be happening, and it is. Frankly, it is happening. The government itself is an aggression, essentially an aggression upon you. Because if I want a government program to do X, and somebody else wants that program to do the opposite of X... You know, it's a tool that we fight over in order to get what we want. If you believe that abortion is murder and you want to use the government to come down upon people who, you know, perpetrate these murders, well, then the person who believes that a woman has a right to her body considers that an aggression. I mean, this is one of the extreme examples that is going on currently, but there are two people on the different sides of this coin, and they believe strongly in their opinions. Neither one of them, and this is why government is aggression. I mean, because both of these sides have points.
Well, government is aggression because the government, as we know, as you point out, this monopolistic, violent government is aggression because it's using violence. It's using the initiation of force to achieve the goals of the people who control it.
I don't think voting.
That's what aggression is.
I don't think voting in order to stop laws, voting no against referendums or something like that, or voting for politicians that you believe will roll back the size and then the scope and the invasiveness of the state is aggression.
No. The aggression comes when the tax collector says, pay up or else. That's where the aggression comes in. And the aggression comes when a man in a badge and a uniform says, stop doing X or else. And that's where the aggression comes in.
The aggression is actually lower than that. The aggression is that government agency saying that we are the only ruling body that can exist on this landmass. And as a result, you must pay the fees that we require. Well, because if you're doing business with an organization, you should pay for whatever business it is you're doing. But they claim a monopoly. They will not allow you to do business.
Well, right, but ultimately they enforce that monopoly by the fact that they have men with guns and badges who in uniforms who will come and stop you. So you can go ahead and make an announcement that you're starting your own society and that you're opting out of this and you're going to create your own protection agency or whatever. And if they don't do anything about it, then there's no aggression. But if all of a sudden men show up calling themselves the police department of XYZ and they're going to do, you know, they're going to hurt you, put you in a cage if you don't stop what they want you to stop doing, that's where the aggression comes in. So the government guys can say whatever they want to say as long as their words are if their words are not backed up by men with guns, then they're just men in a room somewhere saying things, writing things down on paper.
Sure.
If the men with guns are backing them up, then you have aggression, and then you have this monopoly on government. As long as the monopoly is enforced by violence, then it's a true violent monopoly, but otherwise it's just some men talking. So, and of course, the definition of aggression is important to point out here. There are a few different ones, but dictionary.com basically points out it is the practice of making assaults or attacks, offensive action in general. And so, therefore,
aggression is offensive. It is uninitiated force.
It is uninitiated?
Initiated force, excuse
Correct.
Me.
It is initiated. So, therefore, saying, I would like to not have force initiated against me is not an aggressive act. To take away the monopoly men, these people who will come around and hurt you if you don't do as you're told, to take them away is not an aggressive act. It is simply trying to set things the way they are supposed to be, which is where people don't hurt each other, at least in my opinion. And if you want to have a man with a gun come and tell you what to do, I would never tell you not to. If that's what makes you feel good, like for these people that are claiming, you're liberty-minded people, you're aggressing by trying to force your system on me. No, I really don't want to force anything on you. I just want you to leave me alone. So if you want to have a little election with you and your buddies that just love the system how it is, and you want to make sure that those men with guns are coming up with rules for you, and they're pulling you over, and... you know, flashing their lights and raiding your houses. If that's what makes you feel good, man, by all means, you have as much of it as you want to. Go ahead, come up with all kinds of rules and regs. Go move into some crazy condo association and join a neighborhood association and start coming up with a little Nazi, your little Nazi neighborhood, if that's what you want to do. Just leave me out of it. I want nothing to do with it. And that doesn't mean that I'm aggressing against you because I want to be left alone. It's ridiculous. 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 30th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.51.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.90.69, $7.95.35 for a half ounce, or $3.97.67 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.90.69, $7.95.35, and $3.97.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you. Freetalklive.com features include the archives going all the way back to late 2006. Download as many as you like. And you can now access them through our SoundCloud page, which you can find on the left hand, is linked to on the left hand side of our website under the listen and share section. It's a link to the SoundCloud page, which will take you all the way back to late 2006. But you can also go to our archive section as well. Different ways to access them. And one of the things you can do that makes a big difference for Free Talk Live is share an episode. Maybe one a week or something like that with some friends. Something that you enjoyed. I know a lot of people, there were some comments made on our Facebook page, I think, about the conversation we had last night with a gentleman from the Huntsville area about how he'd changed his mind about some things, specifically the war on drugs, and that resulted in him becoming more liberty-minded in general, moving away from conservatism, for instance. I mean, that was a really exciting call last night. In fact, I even called the program director of WBHP in Huntsville today. I just happened to have him scheduled as a call anyway, but I was, you know, just absolutely excited about the caller that had called from the station, and he seemed to be happy that that happened. So, anyway, I don't know what I was talking about. FreeTalkLive.com.
Sharing
episodes. Oh, yeah, sharing the episodes. There's a bunch of them there. Go and enjoy.
You know, I was enjoying a cup of coffee this morning and from O'Neill Coffee, and thinking about what a great cup of coffee it is. You know, there's store-bought coffee, nothing compared to gourmet coffee. If you've had it, you know what a what really great cup of coffee tastes like. You can get that cup of coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. They've got more than 40 different varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees, so if you like the butterscotch or whatever it is that you might like your coffee to taste like, they've got it. And, you know, all you have to do is go there to coffee.freetalklive.com. If you buy $75 or more, you get a free mug and free shipping. As all you have to do is write in the little special section there, FTL, and you'll get your free mug and free shipping. Support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is the number here. There's some news about the government schools again. This one from NBCWashington.com. A male student has been suspended from a Southern Maryland school for wearing girls' clothing, an incident that has sparked big controversy in Calvert County. Warren Evans is an openly bisexual student at Calvert High School.
That's got to make it tough to, you know, do whatever in school.
He was suspended for violating the school's dress code by wearing a skirt. Evans says the school is discriminating against him and does not believe that he violated any dress code. He says that I don't think so. Why not? It doesn't say anywhere in the code of conduct or dress code that says boys can't dress like girls. The school district's dress code policy states schools can regulate dress or even hair lengths. Students at the school told News 4's Shamari Stone that female students wear skirts of the same length that Evans wore, but they were not suspended.
It wasn't about the length of the skirt.
Right. And usually that's if you look at a school's dress code, that's usually what is specified. You know, females may not have skirts or shorts may not be, you know, higher than X amount of inches above the knee. That's typically how it's defined.
So this skirt wearing went on when I was in high school in 1988.
You mean short skirts?
It wasn't short skirt. How short was the skirt?
I don't know.
Okay. This was
You mean men wearing skirts?
Men wearing skirts happened in my high school in 1988, and they didn't throw anybody out. They didn't make a big deal about it. And somehow or another, the world went spinning upon its axis in conservative old Bradenton, Florida, where you can count the voting population by their Jesus bumper stickers. I mean, it's big, fat, hairy deal. Somebody decided to wear a tube of fabric that didn't have stitches down the middle. Really? That's what we're going to make a big deal about?
Yeah.
It's really nonsensical.
And he has been
suspended.
By
the way, likely some male has worn a skirt there at that school before in some kind of play or something like that.
Oh, sure.
So it's about wearing it for reals is really the problem.
According to the story, he has been suspended, and I'm not sure for what period of time, but this has been reported in a number of different places. According to NBC Washington, school officials will not comment on the suspension. They did say the dress code applies to all students regardless of gender. Some parents agree with school officials, saying it's a distraction for their kids when a boy dresses up.
People will always say this. They'll always say it. If the school officials complain about X, Y, or Z, they'll complain it's a distraction. If it's pink hair, if it's a mohawk, if it's a ring through the nose or a ring through the lip or a ring through the eyebrow, if it's, you know, if the school officials say that wearing the wrong color jersey on school spirit day is distraction and violates the school's dress policy, some parents will come out and say it's a distraction. Well, it is a distraction because the school officials make a big deal out of it.
Sure.
You're right, it's a distraction, and you're blaming the distraction on the student rather than the aggressor. That's what the problem is. This happened in my high school, like I said, in 1987 or 88, and somehow or another, when the school officials didn't. You think this is the first school in America to have some kid come dressing in a skirt? Nonsense. It's the first school in America to make a big, fat deal about it. That's why it's a distraction.
Some parents say that it is not appropriate. Evan's father disagreed, saying that some people just aren't tolerant of that type of thing.
I don't think it's necessarily appropriate or inappropriate, but I have a utility kilt. I wear this often at, maybe the Liberty Forum or Pork Fest. Pork
right.
Fest is outdoors, so it's a little warmer, better for the utility kilt. But this is an item of clothing. You can go look it up on the internet, and it is a... For all intents and purposes, a skirt, right?
I mean, it's got pockets on it or like loops or something?
It's got pockets, yeah.
And hang a hammer off of it or something like that? Like carpenter's kilt?
They do have a carpenter's kilt, too. I don't have that one.
Okay.
It's a kilt. Just call it what you want. It's a kilt.
Dress for a man.
It isn't, right. It's a skirt, not a dress. Dresses are one piece.
Oh, that's true.
Skirts are two pieces.
Shows what I know about women's clothing.
But, it's not plaid, so... You know, a genuine kilt would be plaid in the color of your, clan or whatever. I don't have a clan.
Are you Irish?
Well,
Scottish?
You get papers with an adopted kid, and it's all lies.
I see.
That's why I don't have I'm not dealing with this stuff anymore. Everybody's a big mix, and they don't know what they are. They just have stories they tell of themselves. My mother's maiden name is a Scotch name, and I could choose to have one of two. It's McDonald's, so there's actually two different colors out there. Whatever. But this skirt, I mean, I wear it. Is it that big of a deal? Would that be a problem? I mean, a traditional Scottish garb, would that be a problem?
Would love to hear your thoughts on this at 855-453. If you have been, if you're sending your children to government school, and I'd recommend you not, here's a good reason. If your child wants to be independent, if your child wants to be different, get them the hell out of government school. If you want to be successful, get them out of the government school. They are trying to destroy individuality. That's what this is all about. How dare he step out of line? How dare he dress differently from the remainder of his class? And it's this attitude that leads to uniform policies. This attitude that, it's a distraction for kids when a boy dresses up like a girl. Or it's a distraction when someone wears a neon shirt. Or it's a distraction when someone has a mohawk, as you mentioned. So they come up with these uniform codes, which I think are really dangerous. More coming up.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free number 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. That's freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And one of the things you can do on our website is throw a few bitcoins in the Bitcoin tip jar. Or if you want, you can throw 0.000001 Bitcoin in the tip jar, because Bitcoins are divisible by as many zeros as you want.
Infinitely divisible, I believe.
Yeah, it's a digital currency, so you can cut it down to however many fractions is necessary. Of course, most things aren't 0.00001 Bitcoins, but...
And Bitcoins are basically cash for the internet. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing, you don't have to spend any fees. There aren't any chargebacks.
There are no gatekeepers you need to go through.
You don't have any terms of service when you download the free Bitcoin software, and you can just be using them in just a few minutes. My wife is using them, and, it's hard to believe, but she's even less internet savvy than I am. And, you can go and check out the video at weusecoins.org and find out more about Bitcoins. There's the whole community. You can find out. There's a lot to find out about Bitcoins if you want to find it out. But really, it's just a digital currency. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, you can visit BitInstant.com.
All right, so our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. A young man has been suspended from his school. In a different version of the story over at Southern Maryland Newspapers, it appears they actually these guys actually did get a government bureaucrat to comment here. Why was he banned? Well, the school claims that he violated the school's dress code because he wore a dress. He wore a skirt. Get it right here, Mark. He wore a skirt to school. And his claim is that, and the claim of some of his fellow students, is that his skirt was no shorter than any of the other girls in the school. I mean, the young ladies in high school are known for wearing short skirts, and that, you know, this guy's skirt wasn't any shorter. So, no one has alleged that his penis was hanging out the bottom of the skirt or anything like that. I can see how that might have
something. That might be a problem.
You know, that might be a different factor in the whole length of the skirt thing. But nobody was complaining about that. In fact, the CCPS deputy superintendent, Robin Welsh, said the fact that he was a male student wearing a skirt was not the issue. He said that boys can wear girls' clothes, girls can wear boys' clothes. We don't care about that.
How old was this person they're calling a boy?
He's a teenager.
Okay.
Let's see. I don't know if it gives his actual age here, but if you look at him, he's clearly a teenager. And this was a high school, so there's that. And so the government bureaucrats are saying, well, no, it had nothing to do with the fact that he was a boy wearing a skirt. However, and their dress code does say that a skirt cannot be more than 3 inches above the knee. But, of course, the other students...
I don't think it could be above the knee when I was in high school.
Really?
It could be just above the knee. It could hit above the knee or whatever.
When asked if a short skirt could get a student suspended, the bureaucrat answered that it would mean discussing the specifics of Evan's suspension, which he could not do.
Yeah. Also, which is my school was another dumb thing, was you could wear... You could wear a skirt that was above the knee, but it had to be below the fingertips. Now I'm recalling, and this has been 20 something years since I've been in high school, below the fingertips for the girl, I assume, but shorts couldn't be worn above the knee. So you could actually wear a skirt, which provides more opportunity for mistakes and, irregular behavior than shorts. I mean, it was just, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
In Florida, you couldn't wear shorts. You couldn't wear shorts. You could wear clam diggers as long as they didn't expose your knee.
Just none of it makes sense. It's just all arbitrary bureaucrats coming up with stuff here. And Aslan Barnes, who's a senior at the very same high school, says Evans is a good friend of hers, Warren Evans. She said that he was suspended on May 17th, and she felt like he was targeted. She said that I felt like it was discrimination. I see girls who wear stuff shorter than that. It was because he was a male. They just did him wrong. Barnes says Evans had been wearing wigs and high heels for a while, but she thought this was the first time that he had showed up to school in a skirt. She says that she had worn skirts the same length, and so did half the school, and none of them got in trouble. And you know what? I believe the kids, the students, I guess they're not kids, but the teens on this one, I think that they know. They know what they can get away with and what they can't get away with, and they know he was targeted for this.
Yeah, it would seem like if you were going to do this, you'd go with a long skirt first. Now, I don't know what the fashions are around long skirts these days, but it would seem like you could get away with you'd start with the long skirt and work your way shorter if you were going to be the smart cross-dresser. You're in a very difficult position as a public school. I don't have any problem with a private school restricting how students dress there because, well... The parents are voluntarily sending their student, their child there, and that's just the way that is. So, it's their business. But when it's a public school and everybody's got to pay, whether they've got a kid or not, whether they agree or not, then you got to be fair.
That's one of the problems I have.
That parent wants them to be able to wear those clothes, then by golly, they should be able to do it.
That's one of the big problems I have. Since it is a government school and people are forced to pay and forced to send their kids there, then I have a real problem when the government school people start to come up with these uniform policies. Well, no. It's not enough to allow anybody to be an individual and to accessorize themselves in ways that make them stand out from the rest of the class. We have to make everyone look the same. And this is the mentality that some of the parents who are excusing the behavior of the school in this case were backing them up by saying is that, it's a distraction. It's a distraction in class. Well, tapping my pen is a distraction as well. There's all kinds of distracting things that can be done in class.
And kids are going to use uniforms and whatever. They're going to do whatever it is that they're going to get away with a uniform, they're going to show their personality in that. Are you going to claim that's a distraction? What about the kids that are going to shine their shoes real bright?
Mm.
Is that a distraction? I mean, obviously everybody likes shine shoes. Shine shoes are the good thing to do. Well, what about the people that whose shoes are too scuffy then? That's a discretion. I mean, God.
You know, one of the excuses they bring out.
Just don't end it. And look, if you want to send your son or daughter to a school where they have uniforms, fine and dandy. It's your business. You get to raise your kid the way you want. But you don't get to raise my kid the way you want. Mm. And that's what public school does.
Absolutely.
It's all about homogeny.
Well, right. And they, like in the military, they want to de-individuate you. They want to make you look the same. They want you to look like everyone else. They want you to think like everyone else. They want you to be this worker class, this drone class of person. That's what the government schools are about. And
but
if you
with
don't
the military,
believe it,
you signed up for it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it just doesn't end. The idea is the fascism doesn't end. The uniformity doesn't end. Because people who like these things, and I admit, I like the ideas.
Of uniforms?
I get it. I like the idea of uniformity. I do like that. I mean, it's, you know, it's
ew.
It's orderly. But what?
Ew, it's horrible.
Well, whatever.
I like the idea of individuality. I like the idea of people
being
different.
I'd like you to put an iron on your shirt every once in a while. But, you know, these, this is the difference, though. I mean, if Ian wants to go around dressing like an unshorn bum, then that's his right. He can do that. Now, some people are going to not want to deal with him. Other people are going to think, well, you know, I want to deal with somebody who looks like a wino. Whatever. I mean, that's their business. And that's America. You don't go around ordering people how they have to live.
Well, that's how it should be, at least. But clearly, some people want to change that. And some government schools already have uniforms. Others of them are proposing uniforms. And I highly oppose this idea. The excuse that is used is that, well, kids are constantly competing over fashion, and that makes people feel bad when they can't afford the expensive brands. And there's all these excuses for why the kids.
Oh yeah, there's all kinds of excuses.
The same uniforms. Now look, you look at this young man here who is dressing in a skirt. Clearly, he's not concerned with fitting in to the fashion norms of the rest of the school. He's willing to take whatever he's going to get, whatever kind of, I mean, it's going to be bad enough for him, and likely from some of his classmates that, you know, are going to tease him or make fun of him. So to add insult to injury, the school then suspends him from the school. I guess that's the best thing that could happen to him. I'd rather not be at school if I could avoid it. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE, the SACL-CAI toll-free line. Enough time here in this program for your thoughts. If you make the call now, 855-450-FREE, as we enter into the remaining moments of this program, which is brought to you by SACL-CAI.
SACL-CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business and, well, you didn't get into your business to handle billing and accounts receivable and all these arduous, vexing tasks, SACL-CAI can do it, and they can do it in a manner that will leave you happy that you did. They know that not only do you want to collect your money on from your clients, but you want to keep your clients, too, that they've got to treat them with respect, and they do. SACL-CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
So a young man has been suspended from his government high school for wearing a skirt. School officials, the administrative unit there, is saying that, oh, no, it wasn't because he was a boy wearing a skirt, it's because his skirt was too short. But yet the young ladies and the other students in the school are saying, well, we've worn skirts shorter than this, and he got in trouble for this, but we haven't. Why is that? Well, it's because he's a boy wearing a skirt. And, of course, some parents would say, well, the solution to this is uniforms for everyone. We need to make our young people look exactly alike. In fact, let's go ahead and have a school haircut, too, while we're at it. Because, well, as you pointed out, Mark, young people are going to try to individuate themselves as much as possible. It's important to some of them, at least, to be different. Others want to fit in, but some of them want to be different. That's part of why, you know, you've got the emos and the goths and, you know, these different cliques of groups.
Sure.
Where people attempt to fit in with a different group in order to be different from the other groups. But either way, it is what it is.
It's high school.
Yeah. And so it wouldn't surprise me if in a lot of schools where they do have uniforms, they probably also have hairstyle restrictions as well. I'm just going to speculate on that. Thankfully,
well, I know they have some hairstyle restrictions. They had hairstyle restrictions when I was in school. I'm sure that there's some poking around out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some schools have
colors,
restrictions on, you know, artificial colors.
Yep.
And things like that. And the kids will just get as close as they can without going
sure.
Bananas. You know, well, I can have black hair. That's not an artificial color. Maybe just a hint of eggplant in it. And, you know, they're going to skirt the lines. And, you know, why? You're only making it so that you're going to skirt the lines. If there's no lines, then at some point or another, relatively quickly, they're going to get tired of dyeing the hair blue.
Right, and the idea that you need to have uniforms because it's distracting, because kids are constantly competing over a fashion, for instance, that, you know, some kids in the class have X brand, but the other kids don't have that because they shop at Kmart, what do they call it, the Blue Light Special. I remember when kids would make fun of people for that sort of thing.
Okay.
At least that's what happened when I was going to school. And a JJ giveaway was one of the insults. Where'd you get that shirt, JJ giveaway?
Not familiar with it, but okay.
I don't know if JJ Giveaway is actually a store or just like some lame high school or middle school insult.
That's, yeah. I mean, you know, who knows?
Yeah. But, you know, these are the things that happen. But as though, oh, well, we're just going to wave our magic wand and we're going to give everybody a uniform and all of a sudden that's going to solve the differences between school students. Are you kidding me? They're going to come up with something else to differentiate themselves on and to make fun of. They're going to come up with something else. Maybe it's going to be, you know, the way their nails look. Maybe it's going to be, you know, the tone of their voice. Maybe it's because they got caught picking their nose. There's going to, or the fact that they wear glasses or whatever. There's going to be some teenager or some, you know,
you can't make
person.
A rule and make people get along.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right, exactly. Who's going to just be mean to somebody? Who's going to find something to pick on? I don't defend that. I think it's wrong. I don't appreciate that at all. But unfortunately, when you've got a government school situation, you're forcing young people to be together who might otherwise choose not to associate with one another. And when you put people together who don't necessarily get along, you're going to have problems. And coming down on top of the whole situation and telling everybody, well, if you just dress alike, that'll help solve these problems. No. That's covering up symptoms. It's an attempt to cover up a symptom of the inherent problem of force, of forcing people to be in the same place at the same time who may not necessarily benefit from one another's company. Fact is, we don't all get along. People are different. They have different backgrounds, they have different belief systems, and
you're not going to get rid of school, you know, disagreements among students by, you know, getting rid of public school. I think you'll get rid of a lot, like some of the worst.
I didn't say you'd get rid of disagreements.
There'll probably be a lot fewer guns and knives brought to school.
Well, right.
The kids that might bring guns and knives aren't forced to go to school.
Or maybe I don't want my son or daughter to go to a school where I know there are racists in their classroom or bigots of some sort. Maybe I'd prefer they just not be around people that talk like that or think like that. Because if I can't be there to address all the bigoted, stupid crap these people are going to spew out and try to influence my kids with their bigotry to counteract all that, then who knows what they're hearing and what they're believing from these people that they might perceive of their friends. I don't want that stuff around my kids, and I don't think you'd want that for Jack. You're not going to send him to a government school. I want to be able to choose the environment in which my children are going to be educated. And the government school system just doesn't allow that. You just don't have that option. It's not on the table. You'll go or else.
Well, I'm kind of the opinion that, for my son, at least right now, what we're going to try is schooling at home, and, you know, that's the best place for him.
Well, now and then, the government school people will make a decision that you might agree with, but other people don't. Here's one of them. Bedford-Stuyvesant Preps.
Bed-Stuy.
It says Stuyvesant here, the full version of it, Bedford-Stuyvesant. I've heard it called Bed-Stuy. There's a condom controversy at Brooklyn High School. According to CBS New York, on prom night, administrators are planning on handing out free condoms to students. Condoms might be considered commonplace in New York City high schools. Just last year, 680,000 of them were distributed. But a principal's plan to make them available at the prom is raising some eyebrows. Late last Friday came word that Principal Daryl Rasko at Bed-Stuy Preparatory may be rethinking his stance, but had yet to announce a change of heart on the hot-button issue publicly. Gerald Nicholson, a senior at the school, said he didn't know about the plan, but agrees with it to an extent. He says, I think safe sex is the best sex. Of course, there's a health care provider that has offered the free condoms to high school proms across the state. Bed-Stuy Prep School is the only one to accept the offer thus far. According to, let's see, we don't condone high school students having sex at all, but the statistics show that 1 in 5 17-year-olds are having sex. We believe if they're going to have sex, they should do it safely. And I think that makes sense.
It makes sense to me,
but some people don't agree.
Right, and this is a preparatory school?
This is.
So that makes it a public school or private school?
I haven't the slightest clue.
I believe that makes it a private school.
To me it doesn't matter. I'm just bringing up an example of a school administrator making a decision that some people are going to disagree with.
Sure.
And or agree with. National Abstinence Education right. Program says that it will only normalize teen sex and claims nearly 75% of the
teen sex is it normalized? I mean, exactly what decade were you born in? I'm sorry. Teen sex is normal.
The message is, says the association, 75% of 15 to 17-year-olds have never had sex, according to the National Abstinence Education Association.
Boy, I don't believe that. How many?
75% of 15 to 17-year-olds have never had sex.
Boy, I don't believe that.
Messages, the association said, should affirm these positive decisions and provide reinforcement. And, of course, this is what these abstinence people believe, is that, oh, let's just see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. If we don't talk about condoms, then kids won't have sex. Let's just keep everybody quiet. Don't tell any kids about any sex, because we really don't want them to go, oh, wait, they're just going to go and experiment with each other and probably screw things up, because that's what teenagers do, is they screw things up. They make mistakes. Because they haven't had the life experience necessary, which, of course, you get life experience through making mistakes. But, you know, they don't come into the world with all the wisdom necessary to carry them through their teenage years mistake-free. And, of course, 20s, people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, all the way up continue to make mistakes. But it's probably the worst when you're in your teenage years. And I'm sorry, but keeping this crazy message of it's only abstinence and we're not going to tell you about anything else out there to possibly keep you safe from getting sexually transmitted diseases or getting pregnant is just the most insane policy. It's so dangerous. I mean, if you care about kids, it's the same thing with drugs. This idea, oh, well, don't use drugs, kids. No.
17 is the average age of first sexual intercourse. This is from newstrategist.com, which if that's the average age, then that means half the kids have had it by 17 and half
Not,
the
no,
kids.
No, that would be the median age.
If 17 is the average, then a lot of kids have had sex by the ages of 15
that's
to 17.
True. Yes.
And I don't believe for a second this number of this abstinence number of 20, only 25% of kids have had sex by their, what, 18th birthday?
Essentially, that's what they're saying.
This bull crap.
855, oh, we're done for tonight. We're out of time here at this time, but maybe you'd like to call tomorrow and talk about this issue, because I think it's pretty important.
God, I hate it when people lie about statistics. I hate it.
Maybe they're only asking, like, church groups or something like that, and get their statistics. I don't know. Then again, preachers
one.
Pretty freaky.
Average age, 16.9.
Out for tonight. Back tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.